Blog Talk Radio.
Fast 60 minutes of sports. Live now. Roll one. Check two. Here we go, y'all. 60 minutes with your host, Benny Moore. Benny Moore.
Benny Moore.
Benny Moore. Benny Moore. Fastest, 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 fastest. 60 minutes in sports. NFL, MLB, NBA. He likes to talk about them. Nah. All right now. Fasting this sports on your waves right now. Get it in. 619-639-4747. Welcome to the fastest 60 minutes of sports with your host, Benny Moore.
Good morning. Good morning, my children. Good morning. 10:01 for your Sunday morning.
Overcast skies outside for the majority across the nation. A crazy day and a crazy weekend in the world of sports, whether it's college sports, whether it's baseball, basketball. By the way, for those of you who haven't heard, the NBA has apparently settled its issues and is back. They're going to run a 66-game NBA schedule starting officially on Christmas Day. And what that means for most of you is that your camps will start on the 9th of December, run for about 10 days, and they'll just basically get it in. So it's not as bad as it was back in the late 90s when it was a 50-game schedule, which kind of led everyone to a San Antonio Spurs championship. Again, certainly a little better than what it could have been, but not – again, for the deal that they settled on, this could have been settled weeks ago, certainly. But, yeah, all things being equal, should the players ratify the deal, they're looking at basically 51.2% of the BRI, which is the basketball-related income. And much like Stephen A. Smith has already shared with you, for those who follow ESPN, this is something that could have been done some time ago. But anyway, cooler heads have certainly prevailed, and we're ready to rock and roll, so NBA will get going on Christmas Day. For those of you following college football, a lot of fun things, but for the most part, things kind of held serve. LSU takes care of number three Arkansas, which basically sets up the 1-2, despite what may actually happen between LSU and Georgia next week. But as is always, let's run down your top 25 in college football and get you set up for what would hopefully be is going to be a deciding day in the National Football League, week 12 now, as we start to really hit that home stretch for the NFL. Number 25, Texas takes care of Texas A&M, 27-25. Nebraska, 27 winner over Iowa. Number 18, Baylor, a 66-42 win over a very entertaining game as Baylor takes care of Texas Tech. Wisconsin, the 45-7 winner over Penn State. That was really, really one-sided from Jump Street. Number 15, Michigan oust Ohio State, 40-34, in what used to be one of the most significant games of the college football season. It still is for Michigan, still is for those people who live in the great Upper Peninsula up there. Michigan State takes care of Northwestern, 31-17. Georgia, number 13-ranked Georgia, takes care of Georgia Tech, 31-17, setting up what should be a fun game next week against LSU. Number 17, Clemson falls to number 12, South Carolina, 34-13. Not to worry, Clemson will still be in the ACC championship game. Oregon, a 49-21 winner over Oregon State. Number 9, Oklahoma, 26-6 over ISU. The undefeated Houston Cougars, our favorite team of the year right now, 48-16 over Tulsa. Number 7, Boise State, a 36-14 winner over Wyoming. Number 6, Stanford, a 28-14 win over Notre Dame. Number 5, Virginia Tech, a 38-zip shutout of Virginia. Number 2, Alabama rolls against number 24, Auburn, 42-14. And, of course, number 1, LSU, taking care of number 3, Arkansas, 41-17. Keep in mind, that game, Arkansas led 14-0 within the first 5 minutes of that game. And the rest of the way, well, let's just put it up there, it was 41-3 the rest of the way, all LSU, putting a stamp on that number 1 position. The only undefeated team next to the Houston Cougars, who sit at number 8 right now. Now, I'm not a fan of the BCS. I make no airs about that. I think we need a playoff system, but at least it is fun to see that there's a lot of, I won't say parity, but at least a lot of fun things going on in college football that at least make it great conversation pieces. There really is a gigantic disparity between number 2 and everyone else. Alabama is 2, LSU is 1, and it's probably as it should be. 3 through 25, take your pick. Now, of course, Oklahoma State sits number 3, and they've got to be kicking themselves over that Iowa State loss. That's really the reason they're not in the conversation at number 2 right now. If you're Stanford, you've got to be kicking yourself for the opportunity. If you're Boise State, you've got to be kicking yourself for the opportunities that have been lost. Again, People in Oregon think that they should be a little more highly rated. People in Oklahoma State believe they should have a whining fest over why they should be number two instead of Alabama. But the bottom line is, you play every week in college football like it's a playoff game. If you play well, good things happen for you. When you don't play well, well, bottom line is, not so good things actually happen to you. But such is the case for college football for one more week, and it starts to wind itself down. Hopefully over the next 10 to 15 days, we start to really see what's going to happen in these conference championships as they start to get set up. The Big Ten championship is set. The Big East championship, all the championships, major conferences are set now. So now basically they're just going to get after it and see how it all plays itself out. So fun stuff from the world of college football. Now, for the first time in God knows how long, yeah, I actually got to do this. I got to show some affection for the NBA. We're actually going to have one. We're actually going to have a basketball season. 51.2% of the basketball-related income can go to the players, assuming that's the higher end of the deal, if they ratify the deal. I'm trying to figure out why it took that many meetings and that many hours to simply come to a deal that was literally on the table weeks ago. What changed? What possibly could have changed that would have suddenly said, oh, by the way, what we're talking about now is better? Was it the reality that millions and millions of dollars would have been lost? That you may have lost fans for, you know, literally more than just the season you would have shut down? If that was indeed the case, then I take everyone there to task. You have to be better than that. You have to be, again, you had no consideration for basketball fans whatsoever during this entire lockout. It was all about greed and all about posturing, and that's a shame. You should be ashamed of yourselves. But I guess in the last waning hours, were you looking at your wallets or were you looking at the empty arenas? Because I doubt seriously that you were considering the fans in any of this. Seriously. Nonetheless, basketball's back. So for those of you zealots, you purists of the game that just couldn't wait, that were literally fuming like crackheads, your NBA is back. It comes back on the 25th. Now, free agency starts alongside with camps on the 9th. All right. Well, I mean, I'm in Chicago as a Bulls fan. You know, we're obviously excited about our team here, a 66-game schedule. Certainly, they're going to be basically, in order to make this work time-wise, adding almost one additional game per week for every team. So you're going to start seeing a lot of injuries. And let's see, you guys come up with a nice 10-man rotation. You're going to start seeing injuries galore left and right from some of these big-time players. Anyway, so much for all that. I really don't want to give the NBA too much more love than they really deserve. It's 10:07 in your morning. Welcome to the Fast 60 Minute Sports. I'm your host, Vinny Moore. We'll be back after this.
So, still deciding between Verizon DSL and Comcast high-speed internet? Well, you should get the whole story.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to know, how fast is Verizon DSL?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On where you live.
On where I live? All right, well, do I pay less if I get a slower connection?
No.
You're kidding me.
Right. Now, let's hear that conversation with Comcast.
Hello, Comcast.
Yeah, hi. I'm curious. How much faster are you than Verizon DSL?
Oh, there's really no comparison, sir. With our 3-meg service, we're up to 3 times faster than Verizon 768K DSL. You see, we're a 100% pure broadband network.
So you guys really are the best.
Absolutely. We're the number one high-speed internet provider in America.
Wow, I almost made the wrong call. But I'm going with Comcast.
If you're looking for the best internet experience, make the right call. Comcast high-speed internet. Nothing else comes close.
Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Upstream limited to 256K. Many factors affect speed, and actual speeds may vary. Call Comcast for pricing and service detail.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars. It, what about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
It, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm.
Mm. Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Okay, that was really different. Nonetheless, back on the ride, 10:10 in the morning, Sunday, November 27th. Many of you getting ready for your NFL Sunday, I guess your plethora of wonderful football games, getting started about 12 noon here in the Middle Earth, 1 o'clock on the East Coast. A lot of really, really important, significant games to talk about. We'll get to those in the last half hour of the show, along with our friends from ESPN. They'll get their Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, and, of course, you'll get your world-renowned, now world-famous VIN picks for 2011 for Week 12. So, without further ado, I guess I got to show some love to the National Hockey Association. Let me run down these scores real quick from last night, and then we'll have a little conversation about why the Bruins are staying hot and they rally come back against Winnipeg. Pens moved to 3-0-1 since Crosby's return. And again, my boys, the Blackhawks, basically outlasted LA Kings 2-1 last night. Here you go. Vancouver, 3-2-1 over San Jose. Phoenix, a 3-0 shutout over Dallas. Detroit, a 4-1 winner over Nashville. Tampa Bay, a 5-1 winner over Florida. Pittsburgh, a 4-3-1 over Montreal. Buffalo, a 5-1 winner over Washington. Boston, a 4-2-1 over Winnipeg. Colorado, a 5-2 winner over Edmonton. The Rangers outlast the actually shut out the Phillies 2-0. The Islanders, 3-2 over New Jersey. And, of course, our buddies, our Chicago Blackhawks, a 2-1 winner over the LA Kings. I want to thank the Blackhawks for doing that since I had them last night in the progressive pick. So I have one whole game, a one-game winning streak going. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, one whole freaking game. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Moving on, 10:11 for your morning. Let's talk a little scandal, because what's going on is, you know, it's gotten out of control. I mean, obviously, the situation at Penn State with Sandusky is bad enough, and now comes all the news and mess out of the University of Syracuse. Is there no place now that it's safe for our youngsters to go to school? Are predators and pedophiles everywhere? Everywhere? I mean, what you're going to hear over the next 24 to 48 hours out of Syracuse is going to offend you. It's going to irk you. It's going to piss you off. I mean, the phone replay even this morning on John Kincaid's ESPN morning show at about, you know, I don't know, 7 o'clock this morning on the East Coast was horrifying, that you have Mr. Fine's wife on the phone with the young man who was the basically the victim here, and she's explaining to him and apologizing to him how not only did the husband mess him up, but she didn't help either because they had an affair. Seriously? What have we come to? A real talk, family. What have we really truly come to? I mean, as a student athlete, I think your intentions to go there certainly is to play the game, play it at the highest level at that point of your life, put forth your best effort, get a great education at a great institution, and come out of there and be a viable citizen in society. But that's not what seems to be happening. It's certainly not on all. And I know the percentage will say, hey, a certain percentage of kids come out and become just that. That's fine. But what about the innocent kid that went to Syracuse that wanted to play on the basketball team? Maybe he wasn't the top-tier athlete. Maybe he was the bench warmer. But for whatever reason, he became the target for this pedophile or this person who's got – obviously, this is a sickness. This is an illness that you have some sexual issues with these children. And yes, I said children. Obviously, when you get to college, you're 18, 19, you're not quite the child you once were. But the fact of the matter is, you were a child at that time. You were still learning things. You're still growing. Your decisions weren't fully formed, even at 18, 19. And all of a sudden, here comes someone that you're supposed to be looking up to, coaches, assistant coaches, and so on and so forth. And this is how it plays itself out? This is horrifying. This is absolutely horrifying. And again, well, to some good news in college basketball. Last night, UNLV upsets in number one North Carolina, 90-80. Again, I say stunned because and number one in basketball very seldom goes undefeated. I hearken back to the 05 or 04 Illinois squad that was undefeated when they went into the national title game and then finally lost to North Carolina. But last night, UNLV puts it together, upsets number one. Obviously, a tremendous step for UNLV in that program. Of course, Jerry Tarkanian at that game. 300 people. You know it's bad when only 300 people can storm the floor instead of thousands. Well, they're maybe a little more reserved in Maui than other places. But nonetheless, a great win for UNLV. So kudos to those guys. But now to the notion that anyone thought that this wasn't legit, and again, I'm hearkening back to the issues in Syracuse, the 2002 situation where, and I should probably get my names together here because I don't have all that quite in front of me just yet. We know about the third man accusing Syracuse fighter of sex abuse allegations. We know that they raided the man's home. We understand that Boeheim, the head coach of Syracuse, is reiterating his support for Fine. Fine certainly saying he didn't do it. And then comes the phone call. In a tape-recorded 2002 telephone conversation, the wife of Bernie Fine admits that she had concerns that her husband had sexually molested a team ball boy in their home, but said she felt powerless to stop the alleged abuse. Bobby Davis was publicly accused Bernie Fine of years of molestation that Davis had said started when he was in the seventh grade, legally recorded his October 8, 2002 conversation with Lori Fine. "I know everything that went on. You know," Lori Fine said on the call, obtained by Outside the Lines, courtesy of ESPN, from Davis. "I know everything that went on with him. Bernie has issues, maybe that he's not aware of, but he has issues, and you trusted someone that you shouldn't have trusted." She continued that Bernie is also in denial. "I think he did things he did, but he somehow, through his own mental telepathy, has erased them out of his mind." Okay. Well, it's 10:16 in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, if I continue down this road, I'm just going to get angry and angry and angry myself. So let's move on. Obviously, you're going to hear more about this over the next days and weeks in the news. Obviously, this will become mainstream. Bernie Fine is obviously in a tremendous amount of trouble. The scary thing is this may get to guys like Jimmy Boeheim, who, again, have got great histories of great coaching. But it just says Paterno was not above reach. Neither is Boeheim should this thing start to really, really unravel. He could certainly be tap dancing on the wrong floor, if you know what I mean, in support of this guy. I don't know. I think it's probably a good idea for Jimmy to distance himself as best he can from that whole situation. But, you know, loyalists are loyalists, and we'll have to wait and see. Rough one right there. 10:17 for your morning. Week 12 of the National Football League on the way. ESPN's Mike and Mike in the Morning with the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, and all this and a heck of a lot more on its way shortly. Stay put.
Wake up, Leona! This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots!
The following broadcast.
"And now, you contemptible harpy, I shall end your oppressive reign of matriarchal tyranny!"
We've all dreamed of going back in time, stepping into a machine and going back hundreds of years. Well, there is a place where time travel is possible. The Henry Ford, America's greatest history attraction. Here, time travel happens every day. Here, we spend time with famous inventors and the ordinary people who proved they could do extraordinary things. We can read the textbooks, we can look it up online. But history is more than where we've been. It's how we got to be who we are. Here, we can touch it, walk around in it, relive it. Let's watch history come alive at Greenfield Village. Marvel at the magic of invention at Henry Ford Museum. Or take a first-hand journey through American genius on the Ford Rouge factory tour. So let's take a step back in time, because knowing where we come from is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
So I'm at the game with my boys, and the Cougars are getting killed. I mean, it's getting ugly, like 69-0 ugly. But I convinced everyone to stick it out because the concession stand sells their leftover cheeseburgers for $1 after the game. After enduring the beatdown, we discovered that the Department of Health has put a nix on the whole selling leftover stadium burgers thing. The guys were not happy with me. But I told them, no sweat, let's go to McDonald's. The dollar menu offers a fresh, warm, juicy, 100% beef cheeseburger along with 7 other wonderful options every day. And you don't have to sit through the game to get it. We learned you can't always count on your team, but you can always count on the dollar menu.
All your documents, photos, movies, and music at your fingertips all the time. That's the power of the cloud. That's the power of HP WebOS. HP, everybody on.
Back on the ride, 10:20 in the morning. Let's get into your fantasy football. Your fantasy football love. Now, for many of you took your wonderful Thanksgiving time and you enjoyed Detroit and Green Bay. You enjoyed Baltimore and San Francisco. And, well, I don't know how many people, well, people on the East Coast of Miami, if you're a betting man, you had to love the fact that Miami and Dallas was a one-point game, because I think you got points if you were on the Miami side of things. Anyway, let's get into your Week 12 breakdown of who to start, who to sit, where the rankings sit. And for the last 3 weeks, we've gone from defense to the quarterback, and we shall do that one more time. Let us rock and roll. Number 10, the Oakland Raiders. Their defense pops in going up against the Bears today. Number 9, the Denver Broncos. Number 8, the Arizona Cardinals. Number 7, the Seattle Seahawks. Number 6, the Atlanta Falcons. Number 5, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number 4, the Bears, because Oakland is prone to turn it over. Number 3, the Houston Texans. Number 2, the New York Jets. And the number 1 defense to start, if you've got them on your roster this week, is the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against Kansas City. Even though it's on the road, Kansas City, Tyler Palco, not looking too good right now. Next up, your kickers. You know, guys, we still have to work on some kind of fun segue for this segment, but nonetheless, it's good. Number 10, Sean Sweezum, Pittsburgh, going up against Kansas City. Number 9, Rob Baronis, the Tennessee kicker. Number 8, Mike Nugent, Cincinnati, goes up against Cleveland. Number 7, Matt Bryant, Atlanta, goes up against Minnesota. Number 6, Neil Rackers, Houston, getting on with Jacksonville. Number 5, Sebastian Janikowski. That may be Oakland's out if that game is close. Number 4, Sebastian Gotkowski, the New England kicker, against Philadelphia. Number 3, Nick Novak, San Diego, goes up against Denver. Number 2, Robbie Gould. Hey, Robbie breaks into the top 5 for the first time this year, going in against Oakland. And number 1, John Casey, the Saints, going up against the Giants. And Casey's been atop those rankings pretty much the whole year. Next up, your tight ends. There you go. That's what you get. Number 10, Kellen Winslow, Tampa Bay, going up against Tennessee. Number 9, Greg Olsen, the ex-Bear, going up against Indianapolis with the Panthers. Number 8, Owen Daniels, goes up against Jacksonville. Number 7, Brent Celek of the Eagles, goes up against the Patriots. Number 6, Freddie Davis, goes up against Seattle. Number 5, Aaron Hernandez. And now we've got two Patriot tight ends in the top 5. First it was the top 10. Now it's top 5. Wow. All right. Number 4, Tony Gonzalez, the old warrior. Atlanta's tight end, goes up against Minnesota. Number 3, Antonio Gates, goes up against Denver. Number 2, Jimmy Graham. Jimmy's not number 1 anymore. Jimmy Graham goes up against the Giants. Why? Because number 1 is Rob Gronkowski, the man, the myth, the New England Patriots beast, with a 35-plus 40-inch vertical almost, going up against Philadelphia. Was it Gronkowski, 6'6", and his brother's on the same squad. Go figure that one out. Anyway, good stuff going on in New England. Patriots, you got to love them against Philadelphia today. Don't know what the line is, but trust and believe, Patriots should roll. Number 10 on the – where are we at? We're doing wide receivers. All right, number 10, Brandon Lloyd. Actually, we got two number 10s. They're really close. So I'm going to give you two number 10s. Number 10, number 10A is Brandon Lloyd, the Rams up against Arizona. The other 10B is Marcus Colson, New Orleans up against the Giants. Number 9, DeSean Jackson, Philadelphia, goes up against New England. Number 8, Vincent Jackson, goes up against Denver. Number 7, Roddy White, goes up against Minnesota today. Number 6, Hakeem Nicks, goes up against New Orleans. Number 5, Wes Welker, the Patriots, against Philadelphia. Number 4, Andre Johnson, if he plays, I think he's supposed to be back today, up against Jacksonville. Number 3, Larry Fitzgerald, up against the Rams. He should have a big day. And number, well, actually, they're 2 and then 1, but they might as well be 1A, 1B. Mike Wallace would be the 1B at Pittsburgh, going up against Kansas City. And 1A, Stevie Smith, Carolina. Anyone, any number 1 wideout going up against Indianapolis should have a huge day. Next up, your running backs. Week 12, National Football League, 10 down to 1. Number, again, 10A, 10B. 10A, Cedric Benson, Cincinnati, going up against Cleveland. 10B, LeGarrette Blount, Tampa Bay. Did you see the run against the Packers last week? Awfully good. He goes up against Tennessee this week, looking for a big day there. Number 9, Chris Johnson, Tennessee, finally getting it going. Number 8, Rashard Mendenhall, Pittsburgh, against Kansas City. Number 7, Michael Bush. The Bears have been prone to give up big runs. I don't know if that's going to be the case today, but he is ranked number 7. Number 6, Maurice Jones-Drew, Jacksonville, gets Houston today. Number 5, Steven Jackson, gets Arizona. Number 3, Michael Turner, Atlanta, goes up against Minnesota. Number 3, Matt Forte of the Chicago Bears, up against Oakland, who was not so good against the run. Number 2, LeSean McCoy, Philadelphia goes up against New England, and that defense is still a little bit suspect. And number one, your number one running back for this week, 12 in the National Football League, is Arian Foster. Again, he's certainly spelled by Ben Tate when the time comes, but Arian should have an absolute huge, huge day. 10:25 for your morning. It is now time to do your quarterbacks. 10 down to 1. Here we go. Number 10 this week, Josh Freeman. If you got him, start him. Number 9, Vince Young. Got him, start him. Number 8, Phillip Rivers. If you got him, start him. San Diego goes up against Denver. Number 7, Matty Ice. Matt Ryan goes up against Minnesota. If you got him, you definitely start him. Number 6 on the list is Tim Tebow. I don't think I can ever fix my lips to say start Tim Tebow, but that this may be one of those matchups where if it becomes a shootout, you can forget about it. If it stays close, Tim Tebow's probably good for a rushing touchdown, maybe a throwing touchdown. Okay. Number 5, Ben Roethlisberger of Pittsburgh goes up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 4, Eli Manning, the Giants quarterback, goes up against the Saints. Number 3, Tom Brady, the New England Patriots, up against Philadelphia. Number 2, Drew the Man Brees, New Orleans against the Giants. And number 1, and this is purely matchup driven, this week is Cam Newton out of Carolina. Why? Because he's going up against Indianapolis. Enough said. Anybody against Indianapolis is probably going to have an absolute field day. Make no mistake about it, it should be a big-time day for Mr. Newton and the Carolina Panthers in Indianapolis. And I believe, yeah, that game is on the road. They are in Indianapolis for that game. So, now, to my Colt fans out there, I love you guys to death, and I appreciate you wholeheartedly. I know it's been a rough go. And yeah, please don't put all this on just the loss of Peyton Manning. And because, again, you have to look a little higher than that because you have no backup plan. Yeah, if this continues at the current rate, you'll almost be forced into the Andrew Luck debate. And whether you want, well, you're there now, whether you want to believe it or not. And yeah, if you don't go get the guy in the first round, I don't know what you're thinking. Because right now, if Peyton comes back, what's the plan? You gotta still plan for the future. Peyton's gonna be good for what, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 if he can keep stay upright. Yeah. All right. All things being equal, you're in the Andrew Luck sweepstakes. You better draft him. You're going to get the first pick in the draft. Go get Andrew Luck, and there's your contingency plan because you can't continue down this road. You've got very, very a solid fan base there, a great fan base, a beautiful facility, and it is a shame that you are winless at this point in your season. Anyway, for those of you waiting for your pregame shows, they'll be along in about 33 minutes in your morning. Fox, if your Fox affiliate, will handle the NFC. CBS will handle your AFC games today. Don't forget tonight, NBC will have your Sunday Night Football, and of course ESPN will have your Monday Night Football tomorrow night. So check your local listings and find out where all that fun stuff is happening, and be sure you get on board with all that fun stuff. More talk and ESPN Stone Cold Lead 5 Locks right after this.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Suite Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
You are spectacular.
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub, hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please.
It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it, sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies.
Okay, get ready. So really massively lovely steak and cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting to panic here. So only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
So as we head into the home stretch of what is Week 12 of the National Football League, you have to look back and say Green Bay, obviously in the undefeated right now, what, 16 in a row, 17 in a row regular season games and playoff games now. Is this the best team ever? Well, let me take you back. The next 5 minutes, we look back at the 2010 season, and you decide. And we'll come back and talk to you in about six.
Hey, guys, I want to start with 13Z, Devery Henderson, Chris Ivory, Green Right Nasty, Z Peel, Fake Slash, 37, Buster Bluff, Naked Right, X Post, Y Bite. That'll be the first call.
Right. touchdown pass in the National Football League.
T.O. grabs it and takes it into the end zone. Touchdown to Court Lyon.
Oh, what an effort by Devon Best to score. Wow.
Dwayne Bowe in capital letters in italics and a real big punt.
That is all play call by Ken Wisenhunt.
Next year, and above all, compete.
Under pressure, coming back, fumbles the football. The Jets have it. Picked off, intercepted by the Carolina Panthers. The Saints get the turnover right back in their hands.
I don't need a hero. I just need you to do your job. You got me?
There's only one person that carries the ball right here.
Strong, he's in trouble. He can run to the left side. Tebow's going to run to the five, and Denver's got a touchdown.
What a run. Redskins win in Philadelphia.
An 80-yard touchdown for Adrian Peterson.
Hit by Greedy. That wins it for the Colts.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Have it. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Aaron Foster.
Get to the end zone.
Touchdown, Jacksonville.
There he goes, 25 to the 30-yard line. Still going, cut that foul. At the 40, one man to beat.
103 yards. Touchdown, Atlanta. Eric Weems just changed the game.
15, steps over a man, 20, 25, breaks through, 30. He's done it again.
Wow, look, Aaron Blunt showed today. He hurdles another tackle.
I know what you guys are made of. I know what you're made of. I see it every day.
We kept digging for a purpose. We want to come out of here with a win.
Resiliency is our trademark.
Let's go. You gotta want it more than they do. You gotta want it more than they do.
Every week, the level got to go higher and higher. The effort. The physical play, the execution. Just keep coming and we'll find a way to win. Because the opportunity is there. The opportunity is there.
Atlanta clinches their third consecutive winning season.
Four-game winning streak, that's all we have to do.
The Eagles have pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen. Eric Berry, the biggest defensive play of the year for Kansas City.
It is now a one-game season. December is our month. It is time to go to work.
It's on the 40, midfield, 45, he's on the run.
We do it. We pick each other up. We play football like we're Steelers, like we are a team.
Touchdown! What a catch by Santonio Holmes! And the Jets answer right back.
The Bears have won, and it sets up a colossal renewal of the oldest and best rivalry in the NFL.
We got a game with immortality. He takes it into the end zone himself, diving for the pylon. Touchdown!
Take a 14-0
Rodgers looks around, throws right side of the end zone.
In 2010, a great football season if you were a NFC fan. Of course, you had the Bears go to the NFC Championship game. You had Green Bay winning it all. The question is really simple. Is there any team out there right now that can beat the Green Bay Packers? Well, we'll see. Golic thought that Detroit was going to hand Green Bay its first loss. That didn't quite work out, but you don't have to hear it from me. Let's hear it from our guys over at ESPN Radio with their Stone Cold Lead 5 likes for Week 12. So if you hear some stuff in there about the games that have already been played, well, then just get your giggle on. See you in a few.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes!
All right. These are the Stone Cold Lead 5 locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN Radio exclusive.
All right, Garlic, here we go for the Thanksgiving edition of the locks, and we'll work our way backwards, starting with dessert. The Ravens and the 49ers, the Harbaugh Brothers Bowl. I'll tell you right now, Jim is coming all the way across the country with a better team, and he's going to prove it.
Call me Jim.
The 49ers are getting 3 points. They don't deserve to get points anywhere.
I've made a terrible mistake. A terrible mistake.
Yeah, we all make mistakes. Huh?
They should be giving points to every team in the league with one exception, and that exception plays in Green Bay, not in Baltimore.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball, and you kick it.
He must think I'm the most stupid person alive.
Give me the 49ers plus the 3. I'll take the Niners for the straight-up win.
Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners?
All right, I'm going to go to Dallas because I've been there for a few Thanksgivings. And let me tell you, I've won every time I've been there.
Now, someone touches the football here. It's Leon Left. No!
I think sometimes my memory's not real good. Quite honestly, I may have lost every time I've been there. But I'm going to take the Cowboys here at home, giving 7 to the Miami Dolphins. I know Miami is playing a lot better football right now.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy.
I understand that, but they're still playing to be a spoiler. Dallas is playing for the division, and they'll play well on Thanksgiving. After eating the bird, Dallas takes care of Miami by more than 7.
Perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history.
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head in the Motor City, where the Detroit Lions have finally made themselves interesting on Thanksgiving. But they're not making themselves good enough. They're going up against the best team in football.
Yeah.
Lions keep falling behind by 17 points. You know what happens if you fall behind by 17 points to Aaron Rodgers?
No.
You lose. And that's what's going to happen to the Lions on Thanksgiving Day.
You want the Packers to win?
No.
You don't?
No.
Give me Green Bay minus the 6. They're the best team in football.
Yikes. That's a recipe for disappointment.
I don't know where your math's coming from. They've played 10 games and they've only fallen behind by 17 three times.
One, two, three.
And they've come back and won it three times. And not every time. And this time they won't either.
I thought it would work. I planned this thing right down to the last detail. It was perfect.
They won't fall behind Green Bay by 17 points this time. They're going to play from the lead. How about that, big boy? How about that?
This is ridiculous, you hear me? Ridiculous!
Detroit's getting sick. At home, loss number 1 for the Green Bay Packers.
Where's the mashed potatoes? Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Forget the point spread. Throw it out the window. The Detroit Lions beat the Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God, they're talking!
You were kind of rough on Charlie Brown, weren't you, sir?
And those are your Thanksgiving stories.
Go, Lex!
Fox.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That's terrific. Mike and Mike and the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. Protect your ride no matter what you drive. When you peak, you win. A really good job, as always, by Joaquin on the radio side and Paul Contador Ryan.
There you go.
On the TV side. And I feel the need to explain this every year. And he puts it in every year, and I thank him for it. The ending that you heard there is from WKRP in Cincinnati.
You've got to go see this. On the computer, go see watch the episode.
Yeah, on YouTube, it's there.
It is fantastic.
There's a Thanksgiving. There were a radio station in Cincinnati. This is a show that was on the air. Mike and I were kids, and it was an underrated show.
I agree.
And and they have a Thanksgiving Day promotion where they throw turkeys out of a helicopter, and they're like dive bombing into the streets and all this kind of stuff. And the newsman is yelling, "Oh, the humanity!" And then the general manager walks in and he says, "As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly." And it's one of the funniest moments that has ever happened on television.
That is one of the best the best episodes of a sitcom. It's fantastic.
All right, so to recap on our picks, I have got the 49ers winning straight up on Thursday night at Baltimore. Golic has Dallas covering the 7 against the Dolphins tomorrow at home. And we go head-to-head. I got the Packers giving the points at Detroit. And Golic, if you've been listening, has been telling you for a month that this was going to be Green Bay's first loss.
This is it. This is I'm saying, listen, would it be overly shocking if it were to happen? I mean, Detroit's a good football team.
No, overly shocking?
No, not at all. And I think, you know, Kevin Smith gave a nice boost with the running game. They're going to need that. They're going to need some ball control there as well because you don't want to get in a track meet with the Packers and with Aaron Rodgers. And I think Detroit can do it at home. I think it's going to be a big-time celebration for them.
So that was ESPN's Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks for just before Thanksgiving. Obviously, Golic was wrong because obviously Green Bay did not lose to Detroit. Instead, they put a foot on the neck of the Detroit Lions and told them basically to put their tail between their legs and go on home. Kind of like spanking a dog that, well, didn't have the moxie to bite you back. Anyway, it goes. The 2011 VIN picks for Week 12 are on tap. It is 10:41. We got a bit of a truncated show as we get you ready for your NFL load for the day. We'll be back with those VIN picks right after this.
I want to discuss something important.
Is it about New Orleans football?
You know it. You're listening to the St. Stephen Show with me and St. Bernard.
Well, yeah, who dat?
I have a question about Carolina.
Who dat? Drew Brees.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
All right. Who's that? Dirk Nowitzki. No, you're good. Okay. Who's this?
Terry Strug?
KFC presents a Halloween tale. It came from the dark. It began like any other evening. They were hungry. Innocently, they went to KFC, where they discovered the new KFC dark meat menu.
Look at all those low prices!
Have you ever seen chicken priced this low?
Yes, dark, delicious pieces of KFC legs and thighs. Flavors like original recipe, extra crispy, and even tender roast. All at low, low prices.
Look at all those pieces.
It's KFC's dark meat menu. Whatever you do, don't eat it alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
16 to go in the show, y'all. Week 12 National Football League. We wind it down now. A couple of things I want to share with you this past week. Obviously, the situation at Penn State is unraveling. It's only gone quiet long enough because of the mess in Syracuse with Bernie Fine going on there. Now, more sexual abuse charges and allegations that are going to come out. Third student has now come out and made allegations against the coach. The NHL is in full bloom. The basketball world is smiling today at the return of the NBA on Christmas Day. And none of that even matters. You know, no hot stove talk about Major League Baseball. None of that matters. Why? Because it is Week 12 in the National Football League. And for a lot of teams, it is decision day. It is truly D-Day. Losses today could mean the end of your, you know, playoff hopes for this season. You know, a Philadelphia Eagle loss against the Patriots today, it means it's done. There's no, you're not looking at a potential wild card. You're not looking at a playoff run. We'll see you next year. Should Kansas City find its way on the losing end, which they probably will tonight against Pittsburgh, that's it, y'all. Should Denver find a way to lose? Over. Now, for teams that are in a little bit different perspective, I mean, obviously, there are tremendous amounts of quarterback, a lot of injury issues going on with the quarterback position, and they're trying to find ways. Just see the Chicago Bears to try to hold serve. You know, you're in the number one spot in the wild card. You're trying to hold on to that. If you're the Oakland Raiders, you're 6-4. You need to establish yourself as the team in that division and not give a team like the San Diego Chargers any hope whatsoever that they can get on this little run the last 5-6 weeks of the season and do something special. Well, all that said is really, really good. But nothing matters until you get to the VIN picks. Ladies and gentlemen, Week 12 of the VIN picks 2011. Here you go.
Week 12 in the NFL. Here come your VIN picks. You already know Green Bay took care of Detroit 27-15. You saw Dallas take care of Miami. All this on Turkey Day. And, of course,
Baltimore closed out the show by taking care of the 49ers. But it is Sunday, November 27th, and you need to know what the big man's got to say. Vikings at Falcons. Minnesota fans just found out Adrian Peterson will not be playing in that football game.
Shame on you.
So you got a rookie quarterback, a suspect wide receiving core, and you're playing Matt Ryan, the Atlanta Falcons, in the Georgia Dome. Enough said. Atlanta will roll. Panthers at Colts.
A person grits his teeth and shows real determination.
Failure is not an option. That's how winning is done.
Really? The Colts are the worst team in the National Football League. Panthers? Not the case. Here comes Cam Newton to put up big numbers against the worst team in the NFL. Carolina rolls. Cleveland at Cincinnati. That's right, the Browns go to Bengalsville and play inside Paul Brown Stadium. Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, and the Bengals try to right the ship against a heartfelt team in the Cleveland Browns, just with lacking a lot of talent.
But that's fine. We'll just get tough and win it.
Cincinnati rolls. Buffalo at the New York Jets. Well, Buffalo has finally come back down to earth, losing the last, four straight?
Are you trying to give me the double talk?
So now the Jets get to play bullies one more time and try to reestablish themselves, as my family likes to say, reestablishing dominance. The Jets should roll at home in MetLife Stadium. But then again, it's Buffalo. You never can tell. But for my money, hang with the Jets. Sanchez figures it out, as Buffalo is not even sure if Stevie Johnson is going to play.
Victory or death.
The Texans at the Jaguars. So, Matt Schaub is out for the season, and that means your quarterback is Matt Leinart. Going up against Jacksonville and Blaine Gabbert. Jacksonville fighting for its coach's job, which really does not look terribly secure, against a playoff team, which really should just roll because Arian Foster and Ben Tate are there. The Texans should take care of business by 3 against Jacksonville.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
The Buccaneers at the Titans. Tampa Bay fought really well with the Green Bay Packers last week and showed that they could be a complete team if they simply had the time and got everybody healthy. Tennessee isn't sure if Hasselbeck's going to be healthy or not, and it doesn't look as if they're going to be ready for a Tampa Bay defense that should be able to apply pressure to the quarterback position. Tampa Bay by 3.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
The Cardinals at the Rams. Normally we'd say this would be the Kevin Cobb to Larry Fitzgerald show. But such is not the case because Kevin Cobb's not playing. Skelton may play, but he got yanked last week for some other rookie. So what's going on in Arizona? I don't know. For my money, you have to put your hands on Sam Bradford and Steven Jackson and the Rams and give them a 17-13 win. It's at home. Edward Jones, though, lean to the Rams.
You magnificent bastard. I salute you.
Redskins at Seahawks.
I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time,
you've got to get mad.
Well, you all know that we can't stand Rex Grossman on this program. We can't stand John Beck as the quarterback. And we're not big fans of Tavares Jackson in Seattle. Charlie Whitehurst is basically a bust. So, who's at home? The Seahawks, who played well. They took care of the Ravens a couple weeks ago. Why not? Now, a lot of people say the Redskins will come and get their fourth win of the season. Yeah, about that. Lean to the Seahawks. It's just simply safer. Better yet, maybe just black the game out because it won't be worth watching. The Bears go to Oakland and take on the Raiders in the Oakland Coliseum. It's the Raiders from Oakland? Not L.A. All right. Enough said. Here's the deal. Cutler's gone for the season. Caleb Haney's your quarterback. Forte's your running back. You got one of the best defenses in the league, and you're going to need it to slow down Michael Bush and the Raiders. Oakland posts 28 sacks this year on defense, and they will come after Caleb Haney. So, you can best believe Mike Marsh will have the max protect in full effect as the Bears try to go to 8-3 and solidify the number one seed in that wild card position. Give me the Bears and a Donnybrook 21-17.
Great. Googly moogly.
Patriots at Eagles. Philadelphia is fighting for its playoff life. That's an understatement. Here come the Patriots and Tom Brady, who after losing 2 straight, have decided that it's a lot easier just to simply blow people out, putting up 71 points while only giving up 19 in the last couple of weeks. Hard to say that New England's going to be slowed down by a suspect Philadelphia defense. Give me Tom Brady by 7 over Philly in Philly. Tim Tebow and the Broncos travel to San Diego to take on the Chargers at Qualcomm. Uniquely enough, on many pundits, Denver is a favorite in this game. Is that the Tim Tebow factor? Gotta be, because there's no way Denver's that talented on paper. San Diego should roll. Phillip Rivers gets healthy at the expense of the Denver Broncos. Now, here's the deal. Denver is a good defense. They've got a good, solid, matter of fact, they've got a great defense. I just don't see them slowing down Phillip Rivers, Vincent Jackson. I don't know if Malcolm Floyd is back, but I don't think it's going to matter. San Diego should roll this game. Steelers at Chiefs.
This could be the greatest night of our lives, but you're going to let it be the worst.
I'm not even sure if this game should be allowed to be. This is like an MMA one-sided mount, because here come the bullies, the Pittsburgh Steelers, in to basically pick on the wounded little cheetah with both broken legs in the Kansas City Chiefs. Really? Look, it's the Sunday night affair, so if you got nothing else going on, there's nothing else to watch, no CSI, nothing else you've got to do, nothing on HBO, and you're forced to watch Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and you don't live in the market, good. Maybe you like to see a good a bully fight. I don't know. Anyway, Ben Roethlisberger, Rashard Mendenhall, all that talent, all that speed, going into Arrowhead Stadium. And again, Arrowhead is a tough place to play historically. However, that's when the team was good. Right now, Tyler Palco as your quarterback, you may actually have a Kyle Orton signing in a Kansas City uniform before this game ends. Steelers will roll. And the Monday night affair, the New York Giants at the New Orleans Saints. Giants fighting for their playoff lives now that Dallas has gotten solid again against a New Orleans Saints team that is on a mission. I don't know how the Giants are going to do it. I really don't. All I see is Drew Brees to Robert Meacham, Drew Brees to whoever he wants to go to, Drew Brees to Marcus Colston all night long. Look for Brees and the Giants to roll in the Monday night affair. And that is your Week 12 Invicts. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Jordan fades back. Swoosh. And that's the game.
Peace. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is your Week 12 Vin Picks, obviously available all courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. This episode will be podcasted for replay. You've got basically 1 hour and 7 minutes to basically set your fantasy rosters, make your decisions, get to your betting windows, and do whatever it is you do as you get ready. For those of you doing the grill today, first of all, kudos to you, because it's probably cold wherever you are in the United States today. Winter is here, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you like it or not, the chill is upon us, and we are not looking for any uptick in the weather for a bit of time here. For those of us in Middle Earth, hey, try to stay dry, try to stay safe, be careful. And here's a concept, be a little nice to each other. Now, with a few minutes left in the show, from time to time, I like to take a little segue and just talk to you. Can I just talk to you for a minute? Obviously, this world is crazy in and of itself with all the things going on, and our media is, it's hard to hide just about anything these days, from paparazzis to internets. You can't get around it. If you've done something and you're in the public eye, someone's got it on record, someone's got it on video, someone's got it on a cell phone. Even now, we're getting clips now from war zones off people's cell phones. Nothing is above reproach anymore. And while part of that is probably very, very good and certainly necessary, there's another part of it that somehow seems to, well, to some degree maybe, I don't say violate's not the right word, but impede maybe to some degree on what once upon a time was, a level of privacy. Yet, for whatever the reason, with 6:30 left in the show, I don't really find a problem with it. And I know for those of you who know me personally, I probably would be that guy on a soapbox saying, my right to privacy. I probably sound like the overly Republican conservative, but such is not really the case. I like the fact that dirtbags and pedophiles are now being rooted out. I do. I like the fact that people who thought they could get away with it because of their position power are now exposed. And lewd acts and stupidity and self-indulgence is now on basically front page news. So, and if that rubs someone the wrong way, well, charge it to my head, not my heart, because I love you and there's still nothing you can do about it. So, anyway, we're going to wind it down today. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. And we'll see you next week only on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. And remember, if you want to replay this show, just give it about 30 seconds, refresh the Blog Talk Radio, and play it back as much as you want to. For our Facebook fans of over 1,300, we love you. And be sure to replay the show and get all the information, especially those Vin picks, because I know a lot of you guys are bettors and Madden players, and you love them. To my family, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. To my wife, I apologize for anything I ever did that was wrong, incredulous, or out of order. To my daughter, you need your butt beat more often. To my daughter's best friends, behave yourselves. And we'll see you next time only on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Love you. Peace.